is this a case of poor location? Was there rust? I mean, how do you explain what was happening up there?
Yeah, I mean, not many times have I done that in the first inning. I've had a couple instances where teams jump you like that. I think four homers on four different pitches and then a homer on a different pitch the next inning. So just a weird instance where some of them were bad location, a couple of them weren't. You know, go back and look at it and try maybe see if I was, you know, doing something or getting in a pattern. But, yeah, I mean, physically felt good. So that's, you know, kind of the frustrating thing when you feel good physically and the results don't show that. And, you know, can't even find a way to get into the fifth, right? You know, I thought I kind of had found a little bit of a rhythm there in the second and third other than the one swing. And, you know, the walks kind of led to a longer inning. But, yeah, obviously not how I wanted the first one to go. You know, great night. Lots of fans out there watching us try to win a series. But we got a chance to win a series tomorrow.
Did you know in the bullpen that it wasn't you didn't have your best start?
No. I mean, not to make light of it, but I stopped worrying about how I felt in the bullpen a long time ago. You know, sometimes you don't feel good, and then you walk in, and, you know, you figure out a good plan, and you lock in when you get to the mound. And I've had days like today where I feel really good in the bullpen, and stuff's locating, and just like it has the last 3 weeks, and just doesn't go your way. So, you know, the bullpen is more of just a warm-up, not really an indication of where you're at physically and where you're at mentally in execution.
How did your ramp-up process kind of compare to a normal spring training and how maybe you come into a season a little bit differently than normal?
I threw way more bullpens in February and March than I, you know, would have. I mean, I probably threw four bullpens of 50 pitches, you know, before I even signed. Through an extra live BP than I would have in a normal spring training, but one less outing probably. So, I mean, I think it probably evened out to get to me to where the pitch kind of needed to be and where my stuff needed to be. So I'd say a little abnormal, but not too crazy to think that, you know, today wouldn't have been realistic.
The one that first inning was going, you know, second pitch, third pitch, and kind of unravels a little bit there for you. I mean, how do you get back on track? I mean, how do you attempt mentally to get back on track when you see, you know, four home runs leave off bad stuff?
You know, kind of just what I tried to do there in that next inning. You know, you gotta kind of process it. You know, figure out if they were all just bad execution or the wrong pitch, and try to go get out the next inning. You know, you can't change what's happened. You can't, and definitely if you sit there and worry about what's happening, then, you know, more bad things are gonna, you know, go wrong. So, sure, it's obviously way less than ideal, but you got to go out there and get the next inning and see how far into the game you can get and, you know, try to put up some zeros. And, you know, I thought I had a little bit of something going there, and then, you know, that two-out walk to Judge kind of, you know, started something. But, yeah, I mean, that's really all you can do. You just got to keep throwing and, you know, use something else to be your form of confidence, you know. Like, that's – I'm prepared. Look at your preparation. Look at your notes and go back out there and try again.
What you have? That this can be a good team. This team can get things going and have a good season.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of confidence. First off, you know, this is a team that has so many good players, so many just good pitching. It's a good team, and I know obviously maybe, you know, we haven't played our best baseball, but good teams have bad months all the time. And the hard part to do now is to not sit here and think that you got to, you know, get it all back in 10 games and, you know, by May 15th, try to be five games over 500. And that's a tough mental battle to fight. I think the best thing you can do is look at tomorrow and see if you can finish the calendar by winning a series and, you know, win the next series in May. You know, because you just can't do it 10 games at a time. You got to do it one at a time and two or three at a time and start knocking off some series. And before you know it, at the end of May, you can be, you know, four or five games over 500 and you're feeling really good. So, just like good teams can have bad months, they can have really good ones too. And you look back and you look at the growth you can have in the month of March or in the month of April, and, you know, maybe look back in September and realize that maybe this is what helped you kind of, you know, fight through some of the dog days.
Great.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks.